Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 183 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. We're going ahead with this same setup as we did last time, so hi, bud.
Hello.
And how did the last week go for you, then?
Pretty well, I assume. I don't remember most of it.
Well, on Wednesday, there was that really freakish blizzard.
Yeah.
You know, the March blizzard that seems to hit every once in a while up here in Minnesota. And we had to deal with 9 inches from that, along with zero visibility. And you learned how to shovel a driveway by not making more work for yourself in the future. So he was very kind in shoveling a good portion of the driveway for me. But then he started on the left side, farthest away from the yard, and then just kept piling onto where he would be going next. So he made a lot of extra work for himself. But now he knows better.
Yeah.
So now he knows better. Otherwise, gaming-wise, it's been a pretty good week. I just did some D&D with your aunt and uncle. Mm-hmm. This morning, and then we transitioned straight over to Helldivers because you had been playing that with your brother and one of his friends, and we've had Merce on the show before, so it was with Merce, and so we finished that campaign against the bots. Last night we did a delve in World of Warcraft. And you were falling asleep near the end, which is why you're laughing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times did I run into the killing liquid for
you? You stood in bad things quite a bit. Have fun, little one. Thunderer is headed to the park to play with some friends, so it's a good...
Motion detected at the front door.
It's a good 50 degrees, so, you know, it's just the Minnesota spring is starting to take effect. There's still snow on the ground, but it is melting. And let's take advantage of that and go to the park, you know? So, good on Thunderer for stepping out to the park.
I'd rather stay in here, though.
Well, yeah, you'd rather game.
Yeah.
So other than that, you managed to get your PvP rogue pretty well geared, right?
Cause
we attempted a PvP match too last night, and that didn't go well.
Yeah, because mostly because of the team we had.
We didn't have any tanks. We had one other healer, and I, as a healer, just kept getting murdered. Like, the horde players know, the opposite faction knows, oh look, there is a healer, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
And then I go splat.
Yeah, because you know that mercenary thing in WoW?
Oh, where you can flip factions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime, like, most of the time that I've been on horde side, my team stomps the Alliance.
It's something to do with Alliance players versus Horde players in our experience. And Horde just raffle stomps them. I don't know.
Yeah, and Horde players are actually good sports. Meanwhile, while I'm in Alliance, people are trash-talking each other. Like, why do you do that? Why aren't you good?
Well, statistically speaking, Horde players are generally older. Just player base, statistically speaking, Horde players are older.
That must be why I love Horde so much.
Yep. It probably is. So whenever you do a team thing in Horde side, you're just going to run into older players.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then I know you've done a good amount of Marvel Rivals otherwise.
Yeah.
I think we snuck in a little Marvel Rivals earlier in the week as well. Like, I think I played a little bit, but not... I having a hard time remembering.
I think so.
Yeah, recent, it says... I played recently, like it's... Last played March 2nd, so... Within the week. Like, literally a week ago, but nice. Within the week. So, yeah. Anything else coming to mind from gaming?
In Marvel Rivals, I've never played Iron Fist. Yet I got 100 kills.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me about that match. Just bouncing around, murdering people left and right. It helps that it looks like he operates a little between Spider-Man and Black Panther, correct?
And magic. I'm basically a melee DPS.
Yeah, okay. So, because you already are familiar with one, it was pretty easy to transition to the other. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, and Wolverine is really fun, too.
And that's right, because you were giving death hugs to people as they were ulting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that toxic dude on the anime team I told you about?
Lightly. Oh, now you've forgotten. That's why you were asking me. Okay, I see how it is. Wow, it just left, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the whole on spotlight thing. Like when you're watching a game show or something and you're sitting at home and you're going, why are you not calling out that answer? Well, it's because of the extra environment going on. Like if it was just you and me talking psychologically, it probably would have come right to mind. Yeah. But the fact that you can stare at yourself awkwardly at the same time, that's what made your mind go blank. Yeah. But you served up some pain with Wolverine. We'll leave it at that. Sound good? Yeah. And then otherwise, Civ is still a great game to play with and fold laundry with or hold a baby. It's a good chore game. You're going to do the chore a little bit longer, but I did have 4 baskets of laundry to fold. So, I mean, maybe it took longer too because there were 4 baskets. But accomplished that yesterday. Got caught back up on folding laundry. So we just started a new game with your brother, your future brother-in-law, your brother's best friend, and then myself. And so we charged off into a fresh game of Civ. I still have no idea what I'm doing. I really don't. I need to somehow shift my mindset from not knowing, or from playing Civ 6 style to playing Civ 7 style. They're just too different. Nice. They look the same, they feel similar, but they're not in any way, shape, or form.
Nice.
So, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'm doing something wrong. And I know it because, yeah.
Oh, we're planning to raid on WoW as well after this, right?
Hopefully, yeah. Try to gear up a little bit more. Yeah. I need to start a few things for dinner, but then just get that ball rolling so that it's more ready for later.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, hopefully step in. Though we should also do some more questing just so that we can further the story along, get some of those achievements. So we'll wait and see there, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I mostly just have a hard time questing if one of my characters or more haven't completed the weeklies.
Yeah, I get that. It kind of depends on how dinner plays out, whether questing is going to be easier to do or queuing for a raid, you know? Because a raid is a pretty dedicated amount of time, is the unfortunate piece sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a good week of gaming. I think almost everybody is off of school tomorrow because, yay, spring break. and then I'll be going back to work, but I didn't really get a spring break. And your brother has a field trip on Friday. So that should be fun to check out that Dakota Tribe Museum. So, yeah, kind of what's on the horizon. Hadn't D&D'd for like 2 weeks because our DM's computer died. So he had to transition everything to a new computer that he wasn't planning on buying. But fortunately, Mac Minis are nice and, well, cheap with air quotes, but reasonably priced. So he was able to transition pretty easily.
Nice. Oh, when we do possible D&D on Saturday, I'll probably just take my laptop with.
Oh, yeah, you certainly could.
Yeah.
It'd be a viable possibility.
Because, like, we know for sure the bag works now.
Yep. Yeah, that's right, because you came in to work with me on Friday, since you were also off Friday, and just kind of gamed and chilled and enjoyed the super speedy college internet.
Yeah.
Like, that thing flew, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
The slowest thing was Fortnite.
Well, Fortnite had a lot of pending patches because you'd been putting that off.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why we don't put things off. Because eventually you have to do it, and then it's going to be that much more. Usually.
If I forget any more updates for Fortnite, I'll probably just press update and then head to bed while my computer's still on.
Exactly. Exactly. Otherwise, any political questions from this last week?
Not that I can think of. There hasn't been much going on that I've seen.
There's been a good amount of infighting, just like what I was predicting. So they are their own worst enemies at this point. They're trying to pass a few things like cutting Medicare, Medicaid. They want to take aim at Social Security, but it's all stuff that more reasonable minds are looking at what they're trying to do and saying, no, that's illegal. No, you need an act of Congress. No, this, no, that. Like, there was a let's dismantle the Department of Education executive order, except you can't do that. The executive branch doesn't have the power. That's an act of Congress to destroy a cabinet position. Just like it's an act of Congress to create a cabinet position. So, just can't do it.
Yeah.
Done. Sorry. Move on. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go enjoy your cheeseburgers on your golden throne. Or play on your phone as Elon runs a cabinet meeting instead. There was a pretty nice passive-aggressive cameraman angle. So he spoke this last week. Mm-hmm. It was a bunch of lies and easily fact-checked to not be true kind of things. Like, he somehow connected transgenic mice. So genetically modified mice. So they're a little bit more like humans to test for drugs and cures and things. And he tied transgenic to transgender mice. Just the outright clearly doesn't read the memo and is only half listening to what's going on kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just garbage like that. So really, it wasn't worth watching because it was the longest speech on record. But that's not a surprise when the man rambles as much as he does and doesn't make much sense. So not much was lost by not watching it. Yeah. But the cameraman decided to cut over to Elon Musk as Trump was saying the unelected bureaucrats are you're no longer going to have to answer to the unelected bureaucrats or something like that. And there's Musk clapping and all of them completely blissfully unaware of the fact that he's an unelected bureaucrat monkeying around with our federal government. It's like, really, guys? Can we at least be self-aware, please?
Yeah.
Please, be self-aware.
I mean, the camera dude... The camera guy was aware.
Yeah. Like, they get it. It goes back to that other clip of, I think, a cameraman watching a press conference at an airport going, we're working harder to get things out on time. And he pans the camera up and all of the flights are either delayed or canceled. It's like, what you're saying doesn't match with what you're doing, guys.
Yeah.
Unelected bureaucrat. All the flights are canceled or delayed. It's just, there it is. There it is. But yeah, otherwise there's been some infighting reported. Cabinet positions are pushing back and saying Musk isn't their boss, which is correct. And the confusion and lack of logic continues because that's what their forte is no logic.
Yeah.
But anything else comes to mind?
Not immediately.
Cool. Well, as a meme I saw, we'll leave you with this. As spring approaches, everyone should go forth and enjoy gardening because murder is illegal. You still get to use a shovel. But you're not burying bodies, you know, just saying. Exactly. So enjoy the spring weather as it comes in and goes and comes back because we're in the Midwest. And whose phone is talking?
It's your iPad.
Oh, okay. But we'll leave it there with a random interjection by that voice assistant. I'm not going to say its name because then it would want my attention again. So feel free to write in. This was episode 183. You can reach us via leaving comments at various places on flameflash.net or the podcast website. No, I'm not going to. Please leave me alone. Over there. And podcast at flameflash.net. And this has been episode 183. We'll keep it short and sweet this time around.
Live with honor.
Indeed.